USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to vote on a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Wednesday. The bill passed a procedural hurdle Tuesday evening, clearing the way for its anticipated passage. President Biden says he'll sign the bill as soon as he gets it. He had pushed lawmakers to pass the bill before March 14th, when federal unemployment benefits would expire. Senator Joe Manchin says the changes that the Senate made to the bill last week came with input from Republicans, despite not a single GOP senator voting for the measure. The West Virginia Democrat told Fox News that he understands his colleagues' hesitancy over the bill's price tag, but adds that the bill will help people in his state.
The bill at the end at 1.9 was more than what they could go. I understand that and respect that. But it was a bill that, in my state, helped so many people in so many different ways. And at the end, when we were able to make a few adjustments here and there, it was a bill that I could support.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
A record number of migrant children are being held on the southern border, according to the Border Patrol. More than 3,200 children were being held in facilities intended to temporarily hold adults, as an influx of unaccompanied minors has overwhelmed facilities on the border in recent weeks. Representative Henry Cuellar says that migrants are receiving multiple messages about coming to the United States. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News most are not listening to the calls from the White House to wait to try to come to the U.S.
You have what I call the family friends network. They're saying, hey, guess what? We're able to get in. Why don't you go ahead and follow us? The third message is from the criminal organizations. They're saying, hey, look, come in and we can get you through. We're getting people in. Three messages, and which one do you think they're listening to? They're listening to the Family Friends Network. They're listening to the Criminal Organizations Network. Messaging, that is what's working. And therefore, the faster we process people, the more it feeds into the system, and the pipeline is going to continue getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Drugmaker Merck said earlier this week that it's seeing early success with a new oral drug to treat coronavirus-positive patients. Early data on the drug, called molnupiravir, showed it may be effective in reducing the amount of virus in patients. The company says that it expects to have more extensive data later this month. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNBC about the need for an oral viral treatment like this.
We need the same sort of thing that we have with HIV and that we have with hepatitis C. We need an oral drug that potently can suppress the virus. I believe strongly that we will get there. The question is how quickly we'll get there.
Teachers in Los Angeles are being warned not to share pictures of their vacations on social media. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Los Angeles' top teachers union is reportedly asking its members not to post vacation photos on social media. Fox 11 reporting a private union teachers Los Angeles Facebook group made the post on Monday. It told teachers to keep photos of their spring break trips private because it would hurt the union's argument that it's not safe at this point to return to the classroom. Last Friday, 91% of UTLA members voted to reject the plan to return to the classroom, arguing a list of demands for safety hasn't been met. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.